Shir Yud Beis and Sanhedrin continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Chof Alf Sivan Hito Shimam Dal, June 21st, 1984, on Thursday continued.
That's why there is no Yisrael. Why? Because if a person is misyachid with a woman towards whom he is psychologically inhibited, so that's not Yehud. Yehud doesn't mean just because they are all alone in the room. In other words, the Yehud means privacy. Privacy means that the Yehud is under such circumstances that they feel close to each other. They don't feel inhibited psychologically. But if they feel psychologically inhibited, and that psychological inhibition has nothing to do with Yer Shammai, even an atheist would feel psychologically inhibited and deterred from coming too close to a Kreivo. So Mimele, it's not considered here. So the really explains, that's the reason as to why it's mutar to be Misyachi with the Nime Yorbi. Now, because of that, I was Matir, and my brother, Bishabea, was Matir to adopt the child, and even the adopted boy, who then might involve the child of the Raisa, because the adopted mother is a Mishishish, so it's not a son. Now, I can only tell you one story. Someone told me. The Lubavitcher Rebbe years ago came out, expressed himself against adopted children for that reason. But then there was a certain Lubavitcher couple who lived in Boston. So they asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe if he wanted to adopt a child, but they heard the Lubavitcher Rebbe asked adopting a child. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe told them to consult Rabbi Shabea, and then Rabbi Shabea was told that the Lubavitcher Rebbe turned over the child to him, and he passed it in the same way, on the basis of the Havamir induction, that since they are raised, these children, some melee, the same psychological inhibition applies to an adopted child that applies to a natural child. I mean, psychologically, the same thing. There is no physical attraction. I mean, this is a known fact. So maybe there is no Yisayichud. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe heard of that psak, and he says, the Rabbi Shabbat Paskin, that you can rely on that psak. Even though he many times expressed himself years ago against the adoption of children.
Chas v'shol.
I mean, but there is no Issa Negiyah in between the father and the daughter.
No, I mean,
but it's
adopted son.
Well, I haven't dealt with it. I didn't know. But let's say in regard to his sister, so the Rambam says that Hamnashik v'achisi adeo af al pishayishon taylich v'al mikol mokin maisi yisahu v'derach tipshi. So I mean, this custom that prevails, unfortunately, even among other Jews, that, you know, that men and women, they kiss each other. It's not the Achtaivis, it doesn't involve the Nisar Raisi, but the Nisar Rabbonon, it involves Nisar Rabbonon. Now, about an adopting mother kissing a child, I don't know, I haven't dealt with it. I didn't understand at first that you referred to that, so that's why I said Chazishon, not saying Chazishon. That has to be cancelled. There is a practice among many Jews, not Vitor, I mean that cousins, they kiss each other, but that's not a minhag for Vitor. The Rambam says, if Ibn Achis Adil, a sister, certainly a cousin, I mean, to somebody else, it's a Nisa Gomel. Not that it involves a Nisa Raisa, because it's not the Achtaib, it's the Achkul, but it's a Mais Nisa. All right, I really wanted to finish here, so I would like to have one more shiur in Echad in a month, because just the sugya of Umber, I would like to discuss the sugya of Umber. So when should I give the next shiur? All right, you mentioned it.
Shir Yud Gimel and Sanhedrin by the Rosh Hashiva, Chof Ches Chesidim Hetav Shemem Dal, June 28, 1984, and Thursday continued.
We have to finish out in a moment. Kings have ma'ayin in Israel, alayin in the Toshis. For you machlis in Eison, ומיימים עליהן שמותים ומאימד ומשמוע עד מפייד ומפיות ממון שמו יתיידין שזיפינו ובינדיקסכן רישוך קירה הבו ידין שלו יתגין למומנס ולנפושס למומנס עוד אמנסי מומן ומסחפרי למנפושס דומה וגם דרי סוף פלויים ויציף אילו שכי מוצאים ביטלן שאור הגזוכי שנאמר דמי הוכיחו צייקי ונאים לדם הוכיחו על דמי הוכיחו דומי ודם זרי סוף דבר אחר דמי הוכיחו שיהיה דומי מושלח על היתים ולעגון לפי חוכמי ואודום יחידי ללמד חו שכל המבית נפש אחס מישראל מלו לו והכוסף של איבא דלמורי וכל המקיים נפש אחס מישראל מלו לו והכוסף של איקיה מלמורי ומפני שולם אבריר שאולים הרודו מחברי אבא גודל מרוויחו ושאול יהיו אמין מיינרים הרבה רשויות בשמיים various reasons as to why Odom was created single, in other words the Bria started from one person Odom and then from Odom Chava was formed why couldn't Odom be created in order to prevent this mistaken notion by those who don't believe in Arbus Haberi, if Odom had not been created singly, so the meaning could say, well, one was created by one deity and the other one was created by another deity. So that's why Odom was created only a single person. Show them to be a common at least, the Chisim Echot, Kulam Dim Zelazet, who Melech Malach Ab Loch Makos Boko, Tova Kolodom, the Chisim Shonam Rish, the Nechot Mel Dim Chavia. So, in other words, it's a remarkable thing. After all, there is a law of heredity. So, in other words, since Odom was Divo Yechidi, so then all human beings should be the same. And still, there are no two human beings that are the same. That's one of the employees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though everybody is the Chesim Sholem Orishin, and there is a law of heredity that determines that the descendant should inherit the genes of their ancestor, and they all have the same ancestor, and still everyone is different. In other words, that means that your mankind partakes of the attribute of similarity, and the same sign it partakes of the attribute of variation. In other words, not yochel eimar, but chayv eimar, bishvili nivro eilam. In other words, that's not arrogance. Arrogance is when a person thinks that the world was created for him, but no one else has the right to say that the whole world exists for him. But if somebody says, the whole world exists for me, but the same world exists for everybody else, then it's not arrogance. And chayva d'mleima, bishvili nivro. In other words, but he shouldn't say only bishvili, my shvili, not somebody else's shvili. He should say bishvili nivro for everybody's shvili. Bishemo teimu. So then the Sanhedrin says to the Eidim, Malonu mitzor azeis. In other words, if you threaten us, that he has to show him my deponies, so why should we bother to testify? Let's not testify altogether. So just as it is osir to testify falsely, so at the same time it's mavire to fail to testify when somebody is sure of the testimony of the observation he saw. But now this has to be a claim. What is it? The Mishnah already says, "V'itema malon u'tzora zeis, v'alikvonema v'u'eidi ro'o yoda, im v'yagi v'nosa avein." So in other words, so the first apostle, that one is a sinner if he doesn't testify when he is in a position to testify. So why does the Mishnah say then again, "Malon lochet v'domi shalzeh"? So then we have to resort to Bavid Rishonim. So the answer is this. True, that there is an Avera not to testify. But one could say, maybe it's an Avera not to testify in the Demonis. because if one person owes the other, so he's committing a wrong to the person, to the obligee to whom money is due, because by his failure to testify, he prevents the obligee from collecting the debt that is due to him. Mashenkin by Nefoshes, whom does it hurt if he doesn't, if the person is not testifying? The answer is no, because it's important to mete out the punishment against the guilty party. So mele, there is an important cause in testifying. So mele, it comes within the posik of in liagnos aveni. But if not for the fact that there is a concept of aved reshoim gino, then I would say that only the testimony, failure to testify in the momenes, comes within the exerza kosov of in liagnos aveni. But failure to testify in foshes does not come within the posik of in liagnos aveni. Tona Rabona, case at Naini. In other words, the Sanhedrin has to warn the Edim. Maybe you really didn't see it, but you just think that you saw it, because you saw other circumstances that lead to the conclusion that this person killed, but you didn't see the actual killing. Case at Naini, the Imelen, Shemo Kachoisen, Sherot Achachaver Lechobo, Viratzem Achobo, Matsosim Sayo Biodi, Vidomim Fatfei. That's not enough. In order to testify, so you have to see the crime. But if you didn't see the crime, you just have circumstantial evidence that leads to the conclusion that the crime was committed, then you cannot testify. Tanya, Omar Rav Shimon Meshetach, Erev in Achomo im Luisi Achot Sharos Achachaveri Lechubo. So Shimon ben Shetach was sure, he was 100% sure that this person was the assassin. But he didn't see the actual killing. He only saw other things from which he could deduce the actual killing. But since he didn't see the actual killing, so he couldn't be done. You cannot be done on the basis of circumstantial evidence. So the Inish Mishamai is to die by the bite of the Nochosh. Rabbis, the Chintoni, the Cheski, Yem Shachovis Amigdosh, Avovish, a bottle, Sanet, Rabba, Mises, Loy Botlo, Lobotlo, Elodi, Abba, Mises, Lobotlo. Mission is Chayev Skill in it, Nagag, or Chayev Dosose. Mission is Chayev Schreve, or in a little bit like in Ochosh Makishe. Mission is Chayev Arege, or in Himsalam Alchus, or in this thing going all off. Now, what kind of a chiyuv misa is there for Ritzeach, Harige, Sayed? So then the Inesh with the Shemaim should be Nefel Malchus, not Nochosh. Nochosh would be the Inesh for a chiyuv of Sreife, but here it's not a chiyuv of Sreife, it's a chiyuv of Sayed. So how is it that the Inesh that he received was a Nochosh came with him? Mission is Chayef Chene, Koytevi Avinor, Midis Hunke, Amre, Ahu Chedachrita Avei, Dom Amar. So, besides the Ritzicha, he committed another Avei. Mission is Chayef, so he committed an Avei for which he was Chayef Sreife. So, some Meire, so he was Nenesh, and that Enesh. Avei, Dom Amar, Mission is Chayef, Shtim Mises, Shtim Mises Besen, Nidin Bichmo. Now, from this Gemara, it appears that the reason as to why Sanhedrin cannot be done in the Foshes on the basis of Umdre, on the basis of circumstantial evidence, no matter how strong the circumstantial evidence is, is because the Torah says, Al Pishnai made in USMS. So they have to be Eidavir, not just Eidavir. So that is the reason as to why, and the basis of Wundere, you cannot be done. That's how we see from the Gemara. Alright. Now, Maimon. So the Sanhedrin used to warn the Eidim. Maybe they just say it because of an Wundere, but they didn't see the actual crime. So why bin Nefoshes should run you? So it's mashma, only bin Nefoshes the best warns the deity. So it's mashma that the Nemomenes, Bezdin does not warn. Why? Because the Nemomenes, they can testify, even if they didn't see the actual act. But there is they saw circumstantial evidence of the act. In other words, even if they didn't see that way, but they saw other facts that lead to the conclusion that there was a halvoy. So then they can also testify. That's how it's mashal. The nefoshes who am dinon, of the woman as am dinon, kiman ki ravache, itay ravache ime, gomul eicha bin agmali, vinim tso gomul hoog vitsidei, viyodu ashe ze hoog, ena la tzida rashi. Hobi dine momenes, am dinon, eris miume, it's not like a beam in the fascist, but it's not like a beam in the moment that in the moment that Munus has had a shikha of Gaiazile. So apparently that by the moment is they can testify even name it on the basis of circumstantial evidence. Hoechia, Neshech, Shomati, the Ninire Kisha, Gomor Azoho, Mistavik in Manichivo, Koreechia, the Oma Bibhiris, Gomor Ocher Kinegedochia. And so Gomul Eichia bin Agmalin Vinimtso Gomul Hog Vitzidei and then we know that when Gomul is Eichia bin Agmalin, so then many times he injures the Gmalin when he's also Bitashmish. And the Eidim saw that he was Eichia, but they didn't see exactly that he injured the Gmalin, that he was Negea the Gmalin. That they didn't see exactly. They only saw that he was doing something to the Gmalin, and then they saw that the Gomel with whom he had contact was dead. So the Daloch is, they cannot say this thing. They cannot testify. So, but Rabach is Chilik. And they say that even if they even saw Gomel Eicha bin Agmalin, they didn't see Mamish, the injury, but they saw something that leads to the conclusion that this Gomel was Mazik, the other Gmalin, so maybe they can testify. So that means that according to Rav Achin, you can testify in the Momenes on the basis of Undene. Should we say that this Mishneh calls with Rabache, not with Rabbonon, because according to Rabbonon, even in the Momenes, you cannot testify on the basis of Undene. Utamecho, eini pei diktone bin foshe sudu am dinon, ho bin Momenes am rinon, am tnan, imoma hu omal ishi, ene chayole, ishpeini omal ishi, chayole, imoma hu, machi imu fanei lehidale ishi, chayole, masayim zuz, al na ahol gal dipsile bin Momenes, am rinlo bin foshes, ocha nama ahol gal dipsile bin Momenes, am rinlo bin foshes, there is no raya, in view of the fact that the Mishnah mentions that ill, that warning in the foshes, that in the moment is that in the moment is we don't say that Yom because in the moment is they can testify on the basis of Umbere. Because among the Yomim is also mentioned the Sanhedrin says maybe he heard it 88, and so that is certainly possible in the moment is. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention it by the moment is? The answer is by the moment is we do not indulge in so many Yomim. In the Foshes, we indulge more in the Yumi than in the Momenes. So here too, in respect to Umdene, it might be that the Mishneh calls with Rabbanon, that Umdene is possible even, that he cannot be done on the basis of Umdene even in the Momenes. But the Mishneh mentions that Yum in the Foshes, because in the Foshes we are more machmir. Now, we have to go over the Teisves. Kiman Kiravachi. The Teisves are Masal Kiman Kiravachi. But let's go over the Gemara in Shavuos first, in order to understand the basis very well. Let's turn to Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph. There is a parsha of Shavuos Ha'is in the Torah. Hey, Pasuk Aleph. V'nefesh kisechto v'shomo kulolo v'eid ro yodo im lo yagid inos avin. So in other words, so that's the halacha. If somebody knows an edus l'chaveri, and the Bordovo is demanding of him that he should testify on his behalf, and he refuses to testify, and then he says mashbiacha ani sh'at yedi al edus. So then he's mechuyev called. What kind of a call is he mechuyev? He's mechuyev called mele ve'eri. If he's rich, he brings one call. If he's poor, he brings another call. If he's very poor, he still brings another call. He brings a serseifo. That's called the call mele ve'eri. Call mele ve'eri. So there is a few of call mele ve'eri in the case of Shavuos Ha'is. But the Mishnah says that the chiyuv kolb of Shavuos Ha'idus only applies to anedus and the nemonis, not to anedus and the nefashis. And various tannaim deduce it from certain psukim. How Rabbi Yisrael really deduces it from the pasuk. Now let's see. Daf Lamed Aleph. This is a habit. In Shavuos, psalm. Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The seventh line after the mission. Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tono Rabo. Minayin shein akosuf mitabe ala bitves mone. The dechiyuv of Shavuos Ha'idus of Kol Meila Ve'eri is only in a Shavuos Ha'idus is only in an edus of mome, not in an edus of nefoshes. Or let's say of Isa. Blazer in the Nemakan Oye, Nemala Alunin, Mala Alunin, Midabel Bitters Mummy, Afghan, Double Miss Mummy. Oye, the Ritiah here, Shane Oye, in Dabrim Shalom Bitters Mummy, Donin, the ancient Shui, my ancient Shui, the Hihoin, the Ritiah Shame Shui, Wayne, the City of Hifu, she may aim the ancient Shui, and Midabrim Shalom Bitters Mummy, Donin, the ancient Shui, Vainum Kin. May she is Meshua Vain Makin, or a fifth or eight, or a tea, Meshua, a fairy in Satan, Shabbat is Meshua, Yishman Kin. But you ain't there, Royal Kiyashmachas, Mele, Yishmir, Shuhai, Yishmir, Shupata, for Kisa Tommy Mon, Hai, the Baraka Potter. Rabbi Yisrael agree, so he learns it out from also. I mean, all the Tanoim agree with this thing, but one Tana learns it out from one person, another Tana learns it out from another person. We are concerned with the Tosh of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael will aim there. Hare you aim there, go aim there, oh, yoda. The Eides HaMishkayem is b'riya b'lo yidiye, uv yidiye b'lo yidiye akos medale, riya b'lo yidiye keitza. Mon mon yisi l'cho b'fni pleini u'pleini, yoveyu pleini u'pleini v'yo yidu, zu yirio b'lo yidiyo, yidiyo b'lo yirio keitza. Mon yideis l'i b'fni pleini u'pleini, yovey pleini u'pleini v'yo yidu, zu yidiyo b'lo yirio. So Rabbi Yisrael will aim there, uses the aloch. That is Shavuos Ha'idus, called Melvira, is only Shayach and Pris Momain from the Posig, Vu'eid Rihoa Yoda. So that means that we can visualize an Eides of Rihie with Ro without Yoda, and of Yoda without Ro. So that can only be visualized in connection with the Pris Momain. It cannot be visualized in connection with the Nefoshes. For example, in connection with the Momain, so there is a loch of Yidaz Baldinsky Meidim. So Mimele, if let's say Ruvin says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $1,000, or let's say $100, 100 Jews. You borrowed, Mono is 100 Jews. So you borrowed from me 100 Jews. And he said, and I counted. And you yourself counted, that's what Tolis says to Shimon, you yourself counted 100 zuzi that I gave you. and you took it with Tiras Alvoy. So then Shimon says, let two Aidim come and testify that they saw how I counted 100 Zeus, and then I'll pay. So in other words, without this remark by Shimon, even if two Aidim will come and testify that they saw that Shimon counted 100 Zeus from Reuven, and he took the 100 Zeus from Reuven, so you still wouldn't have been forced to pay. Because how do they know? How do we know how he counted? Maybe it was given to him b'teiras matone. How do we know that it was given to him? That it was given to him b'teiras alvoye. Maybe it was given to him b'teiras matone. Maybe it was given to him b'teiras peroye. Maybe he paid up a debt. But in view of the fact that he claimed the debt of 100 Zeus, and then he said, let the 280 come and testify that they saw how I counted 100 Zeus, then I'll pay you. So there is a hidoy any condition. In fact, there is a loch of hidoyas baldin kineridum. So it doesn't have to be an unconditional hidoy. One can make an admission any condition. In other words, he'll say, I admit that I owe you money if two Aidim will testify that I counted 100 Zeus from you. Even though that in itself is not sufficient proof that he bowed, because maybe the 100 Jews that he counted was given to him not with Teras Alvoy, was given to him with Teras Matone, was given to him with Teras Peroy. But as long as he said, if two Aidim will testify that they saw how I counted up 100 Jews from you, so Mimele, I will pay you. So then there is a doye, and in case two Aidim testify that he counted 100 Jews. So that's the only shayach in the Momenes. In the Nefoshes is not shayach, because in the Nefoshes there is no aloche of Idoas Baldin ki Meirim Dom. There is no aloche of Idoas Baldin ki Meirim Dom. Let's say in the Nefoshes, if somebody will say, two Aidim will say to a person, we saw that you killed a certain person, and then he'll say, well, I have a defense. I killed that person because that person tried to kill me. So I killed him in self-defense. And then he'll say, well, if two Aidim will come and testify that they saw how I killed, then I'll admit that it wasn't in self-defense. So he couldn't get me sick, because there is no aloha of Hidaz Baldin Kineidin Dome. Only in the moment there is a din of Hidaz Baldin Kineidin Dome. So he said, case of Zuit, what is reable idea case at mona monis will hold the snake in plenty the way you plenty plenty we do so you reable idea look at Rashi mona monis will hold the snake in plenty hey mo she monis will hold the dati in the matone ya alvoy and peroy vomo ya alo yo veyu plenty plenty we do she monis will hold the snake in so then if the two Aidim say that mona will be playing so he has to pay, but they don't know themselves whether it's the alvoy. The answer is we combine the idoye of the person with the testimony of the Aidim. So the result is that it's high pay. Idea below the Aidim is that mono idei sil to pay the pain. You pay your pain, your pain you idu. So idea below the Aidim. So mele, so that possible way the whole yoda implies that Shua's Aidus applies to something like Fias Momen, where we could visualize a case of Rie Belo Idea or Idea Belo Rie, but it couldn't apply to Nefoshes, because in Nefoshes you couldn't visualize a case of Rie Belo Idea or Idea Belo Rie. In Nefoshes, in order to be Mechuyev, there must be Idea and 100% Rie and 100% Idea, both together. All right, now let's go over the Tesis in Sanhedrin. Kimam Travache, Mashma Ravache, Islaim, and Divinum Fortune. The more I wanted to say in the Halamim, that the Mishnah, which implies, according to the Halamim, the more, that Eimed is not kosher in Divinum Fortune, but in the moment as is kosher, has to accord with Ravache, because Ravache says that you can be made Simone on the basis of Umdene. So apparently, even a contravache, you can only be mitzimomen on the basis of umbre, but to be done in the forces on the basis of umbre, that you cannot, Oh, mashma ravache isle imid in more forces, the tamer of the shuas edus mashma, the isle gabishuas edus, in a high level with this moment, the doors of Isa Avili, with the Xi Voyoda, the Isa Miskain, the Dir Lerie, Omar Afope, Lena of Isa Avili, Leslie Ravache, the Isla, the Forces Mishkahaso, Shafshin Mishatah. Now let's go over the Gemara there and that from the Dalit. We just went over the Gemara that from the Gemara base, but let's go over the Gemara that from the Dalit and the Dalit. I don't understand it. Now, Omar Afopel Abai. The 25th line from the end of Rambam. Omar Afopel Abai. Leim Rabbi Yisag Vil Leslie Ravache, the Tanya. Ravache in the Gomel Eicha Ben Adbalim, in the Gomel Heohog, the Sidei, the Yedush and Zahogi. This is the Ravache, in the Forshes Tam Mishkachas Lo. Here, the Gemara is saying the reverse of what the Gemara is saying in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Leime mas nisen kei ravache, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. He's like ravache, not like kavon, but ravache. Here, the Gemara is saying, should we say that the Rabbi Yisag really is not like ravache. Why? Because Rabbi Yisag really says that in the moment is that Shua Seidus only applies in the moment is not in the forces. Why? Because by the moment is there is Yaviyah below Yidiyah and Yidiyah below Yaviyah. Mashiach by the forces there is no Yaviyah below Yidiyah or Yidiyah below Yidiyah. So that tends to indicate that Rabbi Yisag really does not agree with Ravache, because according to Ravache, so Umden is good not only in the Momenes, it's good in the Nefoshes also. When Rabbi Yisag really left Ravache, the Tanya Ravache in the Gomel Yech Ben Agmalim, the Min Tzu Gomel Hol, the Tzidei B'yadu Ashes Oron, this lady Ravache in the Nefoshes Tam Mishkachas Lo, Kefshin Meshadah, the Tanya Lo Shin Meshadah, Erb Nechomom Lo Yisi Yachos Shavos Chachavere, the Chuvah, the Ratz Yachov, the Motzos Yisayev Yodi, the Dam Mithaftei, ויהוד מפרפר, אמר תלוי רושן מי אורי לזה, אוי אני אוי אתו, אבל מה העשה שינדום חומוסו ביוד שעת שערום אותיו, או בשניים אילים ושלישי אילים דימס המייס, אבל עמוקים יפעם נוכו, אמרו לזוז למישהו השנוש כנוכו שמייס. So, should we say that Rabbi Yisag really is not, doesn't agree with Ravache, because according to Ravache, that Udene is good in the Momenes, it should be good in the Foshes also, so Mele, it should be good. So Yudhiyah below Yudhiyah should be good, should be visualized in connection with Nefoshes as well. So the Gemara says, Afilu tein me yisle d'ravach. Bi yisle me Yudhiyah below Yudhiyah, mishkachas lo. And Afilu below Yudhiyah, hecha mishkachas lo. Mi lebo yemeida, ine vetichovi morag, o yisroi lorag. Im odem treif orag, o yisholem orag. That's what the Gemara is saying. So from this Gemara in Shuas it appears the Ravache's din of Gomel Yech Ben Agmalim is not limited to Udin Amonis. It applies to the Foshes as well. And from the Gemara in Sanhedrin it appears that Ravache's din or that Umden is good, it only applies to the Amonis, to the Foshes not. Now, let's say without any Gemara. So, Meyechateise, should we say that Ravache's din that is mentioned in connection with the Amonis, that's the question of the Momenes, that it applies to Nefoshes also. After all, Ravache doesn't mention it in respect to Nefoshes. Well, the answer is this. Why does Ravache say? Why does Shimon Meshotach say that Nefoshes cannot be done in Nefoshes on the basis of Umri? Because the Torah says, Al Pishnai Meidin, Ushleish Eidin, Yuma Sameis. So otherwise there has to be an Eidus Riyah. Now, just the Torah says, "Of Bishnai made Mishleich Eidim Yumas Hameis." In case of the Nefoshes, the Torah says, "In case of the Nefoshes, Of Bishnai made Yochum Dovo." So, according to Rabbanon, so Umdene is not good by the Nefoshes, because the Torah says al kishnai meidim, and yumas hameis, and dum derisah ugan defames, because the Torah similarly says al kishnai meidim yukam dovo. But what Rabacha says that gomel yechven hagmali, so then biyadua shezoh hagei. So apparently he holds that dum is considered like yiriyeg mure. Is also considered like a riyah. Umden is also considered a riyah. Because even according to Ravache, it doesn't mean that according to Ravache, we can be done on the basis of pure circumstantial evidence. It means if the Ari who saw something, but they didn't see the actual Nigicha itself, they saw other facts. They saw that the Gomel was in contact with other Gomel, Gomel Echad and Agmal, and then they saw that one Gomel that was in contact with the other Gomel, so was whole. So Mele, together with Hundene, we say that there was a Riyah Sahezek, because there was a Riyah Sahezek, because the fact that the Gomel was found whole in Tzitri shows that when they saw that he was Eicheya, so they saw not only that he was Eicheya de la Gomel, that he was killing the other Gomel. The skilling, that kind of Umden is good. And but the Torah says, Al-Kishnai Meidim Yakum Davo, so apparently, Ravache holds that when on the basis of Umden there is a Rie, so then it's considered a Rie Gmure. So Memele, it should apply to the Nefoshes as well. It should apply to the Nefoshes as well. That's why the Gemara says here, that according to Ravache, so it is Hidia, but the Rie should be good. Even by the fascists. Now let's turn to the thesis. Jemang Ravache Mash, Ravache is living with the fascists. Die Themen für Schwesedus, Maschmann, die Israel, Schwesedus, in Chaye, wo die Gers Momen, die Dorsch, Rabbi Isagui, und ich sie, wo Yoda, aber die Israel, es kann wie die Ulewe. Oma, Rabbi Popper, und Rabbi Isagui, und es kann wach, die Israel, die Nefosch, es mich gachet, und ich schon mein Schottach. Die Schlima, es konne die Hoche, die Schale, was nicht nach dem Rabbon, und in Zorch, Lube, und Rabache, die den Momen, es darf gehen. So dem es ist, the way the Gemara says, in the Gemara says, in Schwes, that according to Rabache, that the Umden is valid in the Nemomenes, even though the Nemomenes also requires aiding Hagodes Eide Rie, so apparently Ravache holds that Umden is also an Eides Rie. So Memele, even though there was no Rie Gmure, but it's considered an Eides Rie, as a valid Eides Rie. So Memele, by the Foshes, it should also be good, the way the Gemara says in Shvuas. But here, the Gemara and the Havam and the Esyum, yes, in view of the fact that the Mishnah mentions Umdene as a threat in the Nefoshes, not in the Momenes, now the Mishnah must accord with someone. It certainly could not accord with Rabbonon, because according to Rabbonon, so even in the Momenes, so Umdene is not good. So it must be called with Ravache. So then we'll have to say that according to Ravache, so Umden is only good in the Nemomenes, but in the Foshes not. That's why the Mishnah says that the Eidim were warned by the Sanhedrin, not to test it, in case they only saw on the basis of Umden. But then when the Gemara gives the Teretz, that the Mishnah can accord even with Rabbon, and even though Umdene is not good in the Nemomenes, still we don't warn the Eidim in the Nemomenes, because we are not so machmir in the Nemomenes as we are machmir in the Foshes. So maybe we can say that according to Ravache, so Umdene is kosher in the Foshes, and the reason is why the Mishneh says that the Eidim were warned, because the Mishneh called with the view of the Rabbono, not with the view of Ravache. Aber wie ich lamas konnen wir hochen mich haben was dies dafür ist aber und so gut mit der wachen im moment da mir gedei hat ich schwinzen und hai war wachen da hier auf sie mir schon da da weit so da weit what is this saying in the card that actually alibidemes So, according to Rav Ache, Unden is valid even in the Foshes. But the question is, how can we visualize the Avodah Seder based upon Unden in the Foshes? After all, they have to be sure that it's higher Nisim, that it's higher Nisim. In other words, and if, let's say, they just saw, like the case of the story of Phil and Shotach, how one was pursuing another in a hole, and then they saw how the victim was lying dead, and the so-called assassin was wielding the sacking, the sire, the sword. So how do they know whether the tzicha took place within Tochkis Divo of the Asroi? The Unden can only prove that he killed him, but he doesn't prove that it was, that it took place instantaneously after the Asroi. Maybe it took place 5 minutes after the Asroi, so then it's not Chayav Nisim. Maybe they are geschrieben zu Chayav Avache by Hidra Fimu Shadach. Nona Yodo Eidim shows that Yush La Asroi, Yush La Roo Al Meimet, V'ayar B'chol Anichet, V'chabiyis Idoma, V'lboi Asroi. Now the same Teretz that Jesus mentions, the Chiddush Aram mentions here in Sanhedrin, the same Teretz. So what does the Chiddush Aram say? That Alib de Emes, Umdene is effective according to Rav Ache even in the Foshes. So Umdene is effective according to Rav Ache even in the Foshes, and according to Rabbonim of Rav Ache, it's ineffective even in the Romanes. So there is no distinction between the Romanes and the Foshes. However, there might, according to some Rishonim, there is a distinction between the Nemomenes and the Nefashis. Now, by the Nemomenes, Umden is not effective according to Rabbah. Umden is not effective according to Rabbah. Now, how do we pass from like Rabbah or like Rabbah? So, all the Rishonim pass from like Rabbah and Yochid Rabbah like Rabbah. However, the Marik mentions the name of the Mordechai that we pass from like Rabbah. So it's high. But all the other Rishonim, except for the Mordechai, the old Paschal like Rabbanon, the Umden is not effective. Not effective even in the Momenes. Certainly not in the Nefoshes. Now, but there is a certain type of Umden. Teisa says that in the Momenes it is effective. In the Momenes it is effective. And that Umdene that is effective in the Momenes is also effective in the Foshes, Teisus says. Teisus says it in Shuas. Now let's turn again to the Mon Shuas. Teisus says that Dafla Medalev in Shuas, so Medalev, the Dua Maschol, the Isli, the Ravache, the Foshes, Nami Mishkarasko. So Teisus says the same kasha that Teisus says to Sanhedrin and gives the same tarets. Mashma hoched rabache yisra yungen and yungen hoshka. The teime, the teachot in nomines, have a kizit maime al yungen foshes, shema teime meime vrisen, vidai vigmore, vidai vigmore hobin in nomines aminu shmank rabache, mashma nuhay rabache yungen foshes. Vishrim al divale ni korodis al kadai toch, vim supne krabonon al koch meikali krabache, like the tarets in Sanhedrin. Wieslo in Mimad war Eier und in Momnes dachte. Wo in die Fosches, kirche die Sikim, was diesen Tavosse. Aber wir machen können nicht mit Rabon und... So, no way, der Rabach ist in der Afimu, ist Motzel und Motzel, Motzel und Meima, not Momne. Motzel und Meima, der Rabach ist in der Afimu in die Fosches. Aber wo ich denke, die Masch, Mama, schon die ist in der Momnes, ist in der Fosches, in Afimu, lässt die Rabache, You were neshach me, you beat me over here. You beat me over here, my back. You beat me. And he has a bite. He's injured in the back. And two aid him so. How? Reuven and Shimon. How Reuven and Shimon so entered the room, and the room was locked. No one else was in that room except Reuven and Shimon, and they both entered the room. So then Shimon was without an angel, and then they came out from the room, and Shimon has an injury on his back, and Shimon says that the reason as to why he has an injury on his back because Reuven beat him. Now it couldn't have been done by himself, because how could a person bite himself in the back? He could bite his hand, but he couldn't bite his back by himself. So since the Eidim did see how Reuven and Shimon entered a certain room, and at the time they entered the room, so Shimon had no injury on the back. Then 10 minutes later, they came out, and Shimon has an injury on the back, and Shimon says that Reuven beat him. So let's say. Because this kind of an undone is a sure thing, because there is only one conclusion, that Reuven beat Shimon, because Shimon could keep a thing in the hand, so then maybe Shimon could do something. But if the reason is here, how could Shimon bite himself? And we couldn't say that somebody else beat him, because they even did see that 10 minutes ago, Reuven and Shimon entered the room, and the room was empty. No one else was in the room, except Reuven and Shimon. And then they came out 10 minutes later, and Shimon had an injury in the back. So maybe it's a real brewer that Reuven is the one who beat Shimon. So in such a case, so we can be damned in the moment. So Teza says, so in such a case we could be damned in the process also. Suppose Reuven and Shimon go into a room. Then they lock the door inside. And then Eidim outside the door hears screaming that there is fighting over. Then they open the door and they see that Shimon's brain is broken. Shimon's brain is broken. And it's Nitaf Kumish Omeach. He's a traitor. And then, let's say, 2 months later, he dies as a result of that injury. Even though David didn't see that Reuven broke the Meach of Shimon, but it's a sure thing that he broke. Who else could have broken the Meach of Shimon? And it's in such a way that it couldn't have been done by himself. Let's say that the injury was he was in such a way that he himself couldn't reach. He could reach the mayor, that he could reach. But suppose the injury in such a way that experts say that he himself couldn't have done it. Only somebody else could have done it. So then he should be able to be. So Besdin should be able to be done and to give him Issa too. So why do we say? Why does Rabbi Yisrael really say that there is no, that by Nefoshes there is no Edis of Yidiyah B'Riviyah? There could be an Edis Yidiyah B'Riviyah if it's an Indonesian Gemara. If it's an Indonesian Gemara, Steve says, Enoch and Amen, there could be Yidiyah B'Riviyah, but there couldn't be viable Yidiyah by Nefoshes. And since the Torah implies Yoda, so we can visualize an Eidus of Riyah B'Riyah, Or an Edis of Yidia Bereviah, that could only be true of Edis in the Mormonist, not of Edis in Dinei Nivoshes. Anyway, so Tesha Shita is, in Shuas, that the Umdene Gmure is effective even in the Nivoshes. So, in other words, according to Tesha's, there is no Naftimine, according to Rabbanon, between the Mormonist and the Nivoshes, and according to Shi, and according to Rabachan, there is no Naftimine either. But according to Rabbanon, the Umdene is not effective even in the Mormonist, certainly not in the Nivoshes. But Umdene Gmure is effective in the Mormonist and even in the Nivoshes. Yad Rama is heard. The Yad Rama says, that Umdene Gmure is only effective in the Mormonist. But in the Nivoshes, even in Umdene Gmure is not effective. In the Nivoshes, even in Umdene Gmure is not effective. In other words, suppose that two children entered into the room, and then after 10 minutes, the Edim opened up the room, and we saw that the spine was broken, and it was broken in such a place where he himself could not have broken it, only somebody else. So in such a case, we cannot be mechayev Ruvein missing. We cannot be chayvus. There is the Ramai is chilik and Tesis. Now I have here the Ramai. Ramai is in Sanhedrin. How will we mark? Naktiran hashte. The main it possible being in the foshes being in the mominus, because we pass from like the rabbunim of Chavach. We hold it now and now about Kitzad. The mokpinum of the mokshim shiyoche larbel. The asim of Yuch HaChosom, the gotona arzinish bar neikir, hayit hakam to the rabbunim. The afil hoche kikin rabbunim hosom, bishmi roo shenichon sabay si sholem yotu chovo. The lepo mir of dini shachin chovo be. By amr of dini chovo nafshe, lavu uche dini shlimir bu nafshe. Kinin rabbunim in mishtabu vishokim. אבל איך הם ראו שנכנס לסופי איסי שולם? ויוס החובו ויגונן לעבור מחובו לעבור. ואם תצלעים השולם עבור, כאילו ראו שנכנס לחסיודי, גם אחרים חבר בי, ותקים רבון משתב ושוק. ואין לי דיפת, פופת רבון את הביגום ראיך בן אגמר לדמרי. כי זה פרס עמיך פרס גבנו ישר שירי על גבנו. ויהי דאום הרב יהודה לא ישון ולמוקים שיוכל עבור בעצמי. אבל למוקים שיוכל עבור בעצמי, נטל שווי בשווי, יפגר לזמין נגמורי. הוסם לכנעים את כלל, וכי אמרו לנו אימי אידס מימי צולו בני מומנס, הנה מילה יחדי כלכל מימה, היחדי כלכל מימה להביאו אסקי, מי הוא בודאיתם מסתבר דיו אסקי, אבל היחד לבדה נכנת לסחיות לישולים, ויוצא חובו, וידינם לבדה ולאים ישכן חובו בי, ולאי חובו בנפשי, עולה כספק ממילצה, וחי גבנה לבום דני, וזו אידס המשקיימס, ידיע בלויריה, והנה מילה בני מומנס, אבל בנפושת צולו, Itanya for Chuas Eidus, he said, where he may have waited a row, Yoda, babies, and his Kayem is scribbly, dear Billy, Riakos Midabe, who mostly calls some the Mishkaras law, El Nimomenes Visulay, our Nifoshes with Mishkaras law, El Ravach, he can call some, Lena Rabbi Sag, really, Leslie Ravach, he is Lena Ravach, and Nifoshes Nam Mishkaras law, Kishim Meshotach, dear Billy, dear Mishkaras law, the boy made out of the Akumora, the Soilora, three for a Kishonora. So the Yad Rama is chilek and Teis. Teis says that one of the Dalet in Shvuah says, in so many words, that the Elum de Nigmure, that like Yoto, Chovel, Al Gabe, where it's a place where he couldn't injure himself, so then he corrects the hate glory without him taking Shvuah. So that applies to Nefoshes as well, because that's not an Edis of Yidia B'Riviah. That's considered like an Edis Gmur. But the Yad Rama says, no. By Nefoshes, even in a Yundan Gmur, where there is no doubt, where it's beyond the shadow of the doubt, you still couldn't be done in Nefoshes. In other words, if Reuven and Shimon went into a room and they locked the door behind them, and then the Edim were standing outside and they heard screaming. And they heard how Shimon was screaming, you are killing me, help, help, help. And then they walked out and they found that the spine was broken in a place where Shimon could not have done it to himself. So then the Beis Din could not give him Nisim. Beis Din could not give Reuven Nisim. Why? Because by Nefoshes they have to see Mamesh, and they cannot give Nisim on the basis of an Undere, even if the Undere is beyond the shadow of a doubt. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. Taisa Shita is that if the Undere is beyond the shadow of a doubt, then they can give Nisim, they can doubt Nisim. Then it's an Eilis Mor. Then it's not Undere. But the Arad Ramashit is that even in such a case, it's considered as Undere. Now, in other words, so the Abramai is Chilik and Tesis. According to Tesis, so there is no distinction between the Mamash and the Nefoshes. If the Undere is not an Eilis Mor, but there is a possibility, a remote possibility, that maybe Reuven did not injure him, maybe Shimon did it to himself, then even in the Mamash, it's not the latest with eyes. Except that Chachomim or Misakim that he is Nishba v'Neidim in such a case. But in the Raisenat, he didn't collect much. But if the Unden is an Unden more beyond the shadow of the doubt, there is not even a remote possibility of someone other than Ruvay doing the injury, so then it's a good Eides in the Mormones, and similarly, it would be a good Eides in the Foshes as well. The Adramashit is that even the Unden is an Unden Igmure, where there is no shadow of a doubt that Reuven did the killing, so we still cannot give meat out this. That's the Shita of the Adram. I think that the Shita of the Rambam is like the Shita of the Ramah, not like this. Because that the Rambam has. A special aloha in the process. Rambam in the Chof Mihilch HaSanedrin, Halach Ha'ol. In Bez Neishin Beime Ladas, Ewa Al Pireidim Beraye Bro. Afilu Rohu Oedim Redi Vahahavere, Vihisru Boi, Verlimu Ideem, Vishinich Nisu Achov, Lechorbe, Vinich Nisu Achov, Motsu Horu, Vinukarpe, Vasai Vinati Dam, Yelayere, Koyu Rohu Beishi Iko, In Bez Neherdim Beime Zul, ועל זה בקייץ בעיניהם אבינו כמצדק על תאי וכן מידו לו שניים שובל על ביזורי זה ראו שובל זחמו וישרבו וזה ראו שובל זלבונו וישרבו אם מסתף שנם אבינו כמצדק על תאי הוא יהיה שום צד לנקיסי ולאיסי צדק על תאגים סדרם במנשנס a special love in respect to the forces not to be done on the basis of it there's a special love אבינו כמצדק על תאי so in other words for Bezin to be done in the case of Shimon Mishotach of Rohu Echot Reidi Vachaveir Vechobo and then when they saw that the victim is a whole and the alleged assassin is wielding the Sayed so then if Bezin will be done the alleged assassin so then till the evil love their eyes they'll be not in Tzadik HaTah And the Rambam mentioned it in Leisa Se, Reish Tzadik, in Nir HaMitzvos. Leisa Se, Reish Tzadik. Hizir hadayen shal ilachtech hagdorim beim el adas hachozok vafil hoyokor lemes kin shodom yodifeyu seni lehogim ulinotzol imenu ikonit bivay sechot vorredi pich nesachot vinich nuchzoachot vomotze amirgot נרק, והוא מפרפר, בסייני של יורדווי, אין מדולות, ועסק עם יודים נטיב דם, הרי זה הורדיף ליאגוס הנבר על צטטות חגדה, אחר שנעידים מעידים על אופשרו הערידי, ובו עזור בתיר ומהורג זה, והוא אומר, וינוקי ויצדיק על תארי, ובמחירתי אמרו, ראו ריר הרבה להור הביסו בהיגמו, ישראלו בבריסו, עם אורק דייסית הורי, ולימו עיניהם, ומוצאו, אורו, ומפרפל, עשה יפינה את רבידם, ביאל העיר, שמי אני חייב, תמרינו מנוקי מצדיק על תארק. אורי, so the Rambam says, ולתארפיק זה ולפלם זה עדים. So he explained it. Anyway, there is a special abderaisi, that by nefoshes you cannot be done on the basis of it. No matter how strong the undene, is. So according to the Rambam, probably would agree with the Yadrama, that even, let's say, if the two Eidim saw how Reuven and Shimon entered into a room, and they saw no one else was in the room, and then they heard screaming, and then they saw that the spine of Shimon is broken completely, and that could not have been done by Shimon himself. Shimon could not have broken the spine that way, because he couldn't have reached that part of the spine with his own hands. So then, and then he died as a result of these injuries he received from Reuven, so then he cannot give him Nisi. According to the cases, he could give him Nisi, to Reuven. And according to the Ramanat, the Rambam apparently will agree with the Shite of the Yad, of the Yad Rama. Now, but we have to understand the Shita of Yad Rama. After all, from the Gemara it's mashma. Like Jesus, because why do the Shimon Meshodach say that on the basis of Undene you cannot be Nisa? Because the Torah says Apishnai Meidi Yumas Ameis. So it requires Agora Seidim. So it has to be a Riyah Gmura. No, but just as the Torah says in the Foshes, Apishnai Meidi Yumas Ameis, the Torah says in the Momnes, Apishnai Meidi Yumas Ameis. So for the same reason that Shimon Meshodach says, by the Foshes you cannot be done on the basis of Undene. So by the Momnes you couldn't be done either. And still, that's the Gemara Mefereshes, that if Reuven and Shimon entered into the room and then they came out and he has an Ishich al Gabe, so then he has to pay Midraise without Ishvue. Why? Because it's a Mimne Gmure. So it's considered like a Riyah Gmure. So the same thing should be true by the Mefoshes also. So why is the Yad Rama Mechalik between the Mimnes and the Mefoshes? So apparently, according to Yad Rama and according to Rambam, there are two reasons as to why Umdene shouldn't be good. One is because the Torah says Al Pishnayim Meidim Yumas Ames. But this term applies to the Mamnes also, because just as the Torah says Al Pishnayim Meidim Yumas Ames, the Torah says by the Mamnes Al Pishnayim Meidim Yumas Ames. So then there is another reason as to why Umdene shouldn't be good by the Foshes, because of his special Zeros HaKosu of Yitroshin Mechilte Al Vinoki Mitzadik Al Tarek. Like, if it's a case of Umdene, then you cannot mitaut Nisi. Now, so the question is, how will we explain the Gemara? In Shavuos, in respect to Rabbi Yisrael Agnew, be according to the Rambam Shite, and the Yad Rama, so there is a difference according to the Rabbah between the Foshes and the Momenes, and Umdene Gmura is valid in the Momenes according to the Rabbah, but it's not valid in the Foshes. Why is it valid in the Foshes? Because of the Shnai Meidim Yumas Ames? No. Because if it hadn't been valid in the Foshesa on the basis of the Sakosa of Shnai Meidim Yumas Ames, so it should apply to the Mamnes also, because there is similarly the Sakosa of the Shnai Meidim Yumas Ames. So we couldn't say that it's on the basis of Al Pishnai Meidim. So what is it? It's on the basis of the special Av of the Noki Mitzadik Al Tarek. So why does the Gemara in Shavuos assume that according to Rav Ache, just as Umdene is effective by the Momenes, it's effective in the Foshes also? But why should it be effective in the Foshes? maybe by Nefoshes it's not effective, because by Nefoshes there is a Tzilsakosuk of Yokevitzadik Altai. So, how can we explain the Gemara in Shavuos? The Gemara in Shavuos says, Leime Rabbi Omer Rav Papa Labai, Leime Rabbi Yisad Vilu Lesli Ravach, Itani Ravach Haim El Gomu Leich Ben Agmal, Vinim So Gomu Hov Vizidei, Biyodu Asher Zohogi, Dis Li Ravache, Bin Nifosh Estam Mishkach Aslo, Hefshim Ben Shotach, Itani Omer Hefshim Ben Shotach Her Ben Echomo, Inu Lo Yisiach Ot Shavos Ach Haver Yilichuv, Virats Liach, Umotsos Yisai Viyodi, Vidam Mithafti, ויורג מפרפר, אמרת לי ראשי, מי יורג אל זה? אולי אני או יעתו, אבל מה, איזה שם גם חומוס או ביודי, שאלו אמרו תראו פי שניים מאיד משלישי מי מסמס, ועמוק יניף חמוכו, אומרו זו משמה שנוסחי נוחו שומעיז. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisag Lili could not accord with Ravache, because according to Ravache, who says that Gomel Eich Abin Agmali, so Umden is effective, and the moment is, so it should be effective in the Foshes also, but according to the Rambam Yad Ramah, that even according to the Rabbanon, there is a distinction between the Nemomenes and the Foshes. So maybe Ravache doesn't discuss the Foshes. Ravache only discusses Umdin and the Nemomenes. How do we know? How does the Gemara know that according to Ravache, just as Umdin is effective in the Nemomenes, by Gomel Eich Ben Agmalim, so it's effective in the Foshes. Maybe in the Foshes, it's not effective because of the Gzil Sakosuf of Inokvis Arik Altaik, just as we make that distinction according to Rabbanon. So it's a raya from that Gemara that there is no distinction between Momenes and Nefoshes. If there is no distinction between Momenes and Nefoshes in respect to Ravache, so why should there be a distinction between Momenes and Nefoshes in respect to the Rabbanon? After all, Ravache and Rabbanon are not chilik in Nefoshes. They are only chilik in the case of Gomel Eich Ben Agmalim. That's the case of the Momenes, not of the Nefoshes. So, Mahai Taime, the Ramban, in his Asoges and Sefer Mitzvos, is Masik on the Ramban. He says that this drosh in the Mechilte, that the Darshitz, that Umdene, is not good in the Nefoshes. So that drosh accords with the Shita of Ravache. Accords with the Shita of Ravache. That Umdene is effective in the Nemomenes, so in Nefoshes it's not effective. Mashainkin, according to Rabbi Ravache, that Umdene is ineffective even in the Nemomenes, so why should there be a special Zasakosuf? That in the Nefoshes is not effective. That's what the Ramban says. So the Ramban is chilik on the Ramban. And the Ramban says, in view of the fact that we paskin like Rabbanon Ravache, so we shouldn't paskin that Rosh of the Mechilte. That Rosh of the Mechilte calls with the view of Ravache. That Umdene in the moment is effective, so maybe in the Nefoshes, it's not effective. It's not effective. Mashain king, according to Rabbanon, that Umdene is ineffective even in the moment is. So it's not shayach to say there is a special droshe that is ineffective in the Nefoshes. That's what the Ramban is massive on the Ramban. But apparently the Ramban Shiti is to the contrary. The Ramban Shiti is that even according to Rabbanon, that Umdene is ineffective in the Nemomenes, but there is a certain kind of Umdene that is effective in the Nemomenes. Like let's say Yotzo, Vinimtso, Nishicho, Gabe. So when there is not even a remote possibility of the person injuring himself, so then in the Nemomenes is effective. But in the Nefoshes, even that Umdene, even Umdene Gmur is not effective. So it's a kasha from the Gemara in Shavuos. So why does the Gemara in Shavuos assume that according to Ravache, that Umdene is effective in the Nemomenes? It is certainly effective in the Nefoshes. But just as we see according to Rabbanon, that there is a distinction between the Nemomenes and the Nefoshes, why shouldn't the same distinction apply according to Ravache? According to Ravache. Now, the Rambam mentions the love against Umdene in the Nefoshes, the love of Vinokim Tzadik Altari. But the same love of Vinokim Tzadik Altari implies other things, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says. The Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis in Sanhedrin. We learned it some time ago. Tana Rabbanon. Nein, und jetzt mit Bös Lechaim, wo man rechelt, ich will Lamy los Schuss, in Nein, ich mache Sören, ich sehe, dann lehm an Noki Altai. Und Nein, und jetzt mit Bös Lechaim, wo man rechelt, ich will Lamy los Schemo, in Nein, ich mache Sören, ich sehe, dann lehm an Zadig Altai. So der Ramban ist dann aller Kasche, der Ramban. So we see from the same Posik, that the Mechilte learns out, a Drosche, that you cannot be done in the Foshes on the basis of Undere. And the Pasuk of Inokim Tzarek Altarik, so the Gemara learns out the Aloche that if Yotzer Mbezden Zakai Marziren Yisei Lechevo, and Yotzer Mbezden Lechevo, so Marziren Yisei Lischus. So the Rambam mentions all the things in one lab. So the Ramban says, even though it's deduced from the same Pasuk, but it's different lab. So it should be mentioned in the Mira Mitzvahs as separate lab. Why is it mentioned as one lab? So the Tarot says, even though it's separate Isurim, so it's Lav Shebecholos, but it's all implicit in one Lav. So the Mina Mitzvahs, it has to be listed only as one Lav, like every Lav Shebecholos. Let's say Lisechol Adam, Lav Shebecholos. It implies an Azore against Achille B'Tzeo Meir. It implies an Azore, Yestaneda Meshor V'Sanefesh Asurim Lechel Chayim. And it applies in Azorah, Yechum, Nabeim, Okeish, states in Apshah. So, but still it's not mentioned in the Mira Mitzvahs as three separate love. It's mentioned in the Mira Mitzvahs as one love. So here too, even though we learn now from the same Pasuk, in Azorah against Naim Le'itzmi Bezden Chayev, the Umotzul Yitzchus, Shepetrenesi, Shechetren Bidomim Petrenesi, and Naim Le'otmi Bezden Zakai, V'chosel Se'in Chetren, because of not Pisadik Altari, but it's still listed in the Nian Alavim as one law. But the Gemara says here, in respect to the Aloche of the Nain Liyitzim Bez Mechayev, the Omar Echo Yishlo Lamir of Shus, the Nain Shemar Zero Nesel, Tamalim and Pisadik Altari, so in Nain Liyitzim Bez Mechayev, the Omar Echo Yishlo Lamir of Chim, the Nain Shemar Zero Nesel, Tamalim and Pisadik Altari, Omar Afsim Barashe, the Chilufel Inesis, the Chsiv Lissachno Lissachasol. So all these tulim, all these alochas, all these tulim do not apply to Mesis. So maybe it's mistaber that just as the din of the nine leitz in the bezdin zaka umotzo lechevo shein marzir and isin lechevo, that it doesn't apply to Mesis, that let's say the aloche that bezdin cannot be done on the basis of unde, which is deduced from the same lab as the aloche of nine leitz in the bezdin zakai umotzo lechevo shein marzir and isin lechevo, doesn't apply to Mesis either, because it's deduced from the same posik. From the same posik, and the Rambam mentions that there's one law. So Mamele, one thing will have to follow. That even though, according to the Rambam, there is a special law in the Torah, which implies that we are not allowed to be done in person, dinim nefoshes, on the basis of Undine, but in Mesis umadiach, we can be done on the basis of Undine. Only foshes, no. But Mesis umadiach, yes. Because true, the Gemara doesn't say Chlufel Mesis in respect to Undene. But the Gemara says Chlufel Mesis in respect to Yotzom Bezn Zakai, Vomar Echot Yeshli Lamil of Chevo, or Yotzom Bezn Yotzachevo, Vomar Echot Yeshli Lamil of Schus, so Yachizar Sadin, Chizar Sadin. So that, even though this aloche is deduced from the Posik of Inokim Tzadik Al-Tarik, it doesn't apply to Mesis. So we see that the Posik of Inokim Tzadik Al-Tarik does not apply to Mesis. So the other din of Umdene not being done on the basis of Umdene doesn't apply to Mesis either. Doesn't apply to Mesis either. So only Foshes she couldn't be done on the basis of Umdene. But the Foshes of Mesis, Sumadiach, you could be done on the basis of Umdene. So Mele, we can answer the Kashe against the Rambam and the Yad Ramah, because in Ochrane, the Shita of Rambam and the Shita of Yad Ramah is there are two alochas of Umdene. One aloch of Umdene is based upon the posik of Al Pishnai made in the Masames. So that aloch of Umdene implies that there has to be a Reed Mur. But if the Umdene is an Umdene, which in all probability tends to indicate that the person is high, but there is a, as long as there is a remote possibility, maybe he's not higher, so then we cannot be done. Then it's not very ignored. Mashink in the case of where they both entered the room and then they came out and Shimon has Mishich al Gabe, so then there isn't even a shadow of a doubt that it was done by Ruvein. Where there is no remote possibility of the accused doing the act, so then it's considered as a re-igmure. A re-igmure. But that's one reason. So the aloha of the Mishnah made in your kondomo doesn't apply to such a case. Mashenkin by Nefoshet, there is another Zazakosu. Of Inokim Tzadik al Tarek, it's Zazakosu. You cannot be done on the basis of Ruvein. So even when there is no remote possibility of the accused not doing the act, so we still cannot be done on the basis of Ruvein. But in respect to Macy's, then we could be done on the basis of such a Ruvein, where there is not even a remote possibility. So Mele, the Pshat in the Gemara in Shavuos is as follows. But according to Rav Ache, so by Gomor Yech Ben Agmalim, where there is an Undene, so it can be done in the Moranis. Why? Because that's considered as a Rieg Mure. It's considered a Rieg Mure. So it comes with Vinegazel Sakosov of Al Pishnai Meid Mishlei Sheidim Yochum Dovo. So just as it comes with Vinegazel Sakosov of Pishnai Meid Mishlei Sheidim Yochum Dovo, it should come with Vinegazel Sakosov of Al Pishnai Meid Mishlei Sheidim Yumasames. So then we could visualize a case of Yidiyah B'Loyriyeh by the Nefoshes. But then you ask, according to the Adrama and according to the Rambam, but there is another Gzaz HaKosov of Inoki Visadek Al-Tarik, so we still couldn't visualize an Edes of Yidiyah B'Loyriyeh by Nefoshes on the basis of Inoki Visadek Al-Tarik. But the Posek of Inoki Visadek Al-Tarik does not apply to Macy's, the Gemara says. So where the Umdene is, so where the umdene is in respect to Macy's, so then it could be done in the Foshes on the basis of an Edes of Yidiyah B'Loyriyeh. So why does Rabbi Yisak really say that there couldn't be Haggadah, there couldn't be Shavuos Eidus in the Foshes? There should be Shavuos Eidus in an Edes of Macy's U'Madiach. There should be a Chiyuv of Kol Meila V'Yerei. If, let's say, somebody knows an Edes of Yidiyah B'Loyriyeh in respect to Macy's U'Madiach, and he doesn't testify, he should be mechuyev to bring the Kol Meila V'Yerei. That's the Gemara's kashi. So the Gemara's gives the teret. Afilu teimis l'Rav Ache, bishlem Yidiyah B'Loyriyeh mishkachas lo, elo Riyah B'Loyriyeh yechem mishkachas lo, b'mi B'Loyriyeh b'meida, imi l'kechovim orak, l'Yisroel orak, modem t'chif orak, v'sholom orak. So what did we see? So we see that there is a machlekes between Teisves and on one hand and the Rad Rama and the Rambam on the other hand. According to Teisves, so there is no difference between the Numdene in the Nomomenes and the Numdene in the Nefoshes. Because if the Umdene is not a Numdene Gmure, where there is a remote possibility, a slight possibility maybe the act was not done. Let's say they just came, they went into a room and then they came out, and he has a bite near his mouth. So then there is a slight possibility, maybe Shimon did it to himself. Why should a sensible person bite himself? But no, cautious. Sometimes it happens, a person bites himself. So then it's not effective at the Raisa level, even in the Momenes. But if the Umden is an Umden Igmure, where there is no remote possibility of the act not having been done by Ruvain, so then it's effective in the Momenes, and it's similarly equally effective in the Nefoshes. That is a shita. But the shita of Yad Rama and the Rambam is that even if the Umden is an Umden Igmure, when there is no remote possibility at all, so still by Nefoshes it's not effective. Because by Nefoshes we have a special Xerosakosu of Uvinoki Vitzadik Altarik. But that din of Uvinoki Vitzadik Altarik does not apply to Macy's. But by all other Nefoshes, other than Macy's, so Umdene, even Umdene Gmure, is not effective. Now, then, there is the Shita of the Ramban. The Shita of the Ramban appears to be that an Umdene Gmure is effective even by the Nefoshes. But from the Ramban it appears that the Ramban is chilik on Teisus. Teisus Shita in Sanhedrin is that according to Maskona of the Gemara, that the Mishnah in Sanhedrin can accord with the Rabbonon of Ravache, so Mele we can say that according to Ravache, the Tumden is affected by the Momenes, it's affected by the Nefoshes as well. But the Ramban says that the Drosh in the Mechilte that mentions a special love in this against Umdene, against being done Nefoshes by Umdene, can accord only with Ravache, not with the Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, Umdene is ineffective even in the Momenes. Why do the Torah have to mention a special love in respect to the Nefoshes? So that Rosh Mechilte represents the view of Ravache. So that means that Ramban is chilik on Teisus. And according to Ramban Shite, so Ravache only says that Umdene is effective in the Momenes, but in Nefoshes, Umdene is not effective because of his special drosha in the Mechilte of the Noki Bitzadik Altar. So we have three Shittas Rishayim: the Shita of Teisves, the Shita of the Yad Rama and the Rambam, and the Shita of the Rambam. Now, there is another Rambam which is very, on the surface, appears to be very strange. I'll finish before 12, I'll finish. Now, how does it appear from the Gemara that there is a machlekes between Rabach and Rabbonon in the Momenes as to whether Umden is effective or Umden is not effective? So Rabach says, Gomu Eicha ben Agmalim, V'nimso Gomu Hor V'tzide Yischaev, and Rabbonon says, Yispota. All the Rishenim except for the Mordechai, they pass on like Rabbonon, and the Rambam also pass on for the Rabbonon. That Gomu Eicha ben Agmalim, V'nimso Gomu Hor V'tzide, so is potter. Umden is not effective. Why? Because the Torah says Al Pishnai made him Yochundovo, so there has to be a Riv Mure, not just Umden. However, the Rambam in Perik Chof Dalet in Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's a very important Rambam. The Perik Chof Dalet in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, says as follows: Yesh L'dayan, if you have a Rambam, so you should look it up. Yesh L'dayan Lodin Bidin Emorones Al Piadvorim Shedait in Eitim. She nemes, ba'adova chozok b'libe, shu kein, af al pi shein shom raye brure, ve'in tzorech leim arim o yudea, bivada ish adova kein hu, shu don kifin ma she yudea. Keisa, harei she nischayef odom shu ue b'bezdi, v'yoma v'dayan odom shu nemen etzlei, v'shedai di simechas ol advorov, she zeo yish choshu la shu, yish li dayan la hafi ha shu al shekenegde, v'yish ba v'yite, hoi v'som chodaiti shol dayan al divrezeh. Afil hoi so yish o yevet, נמוני מצלי, הוי ומוצא אדום החוזות לנוחם, אילי ביסמי חולו בידון, ואין צורך לימה, אם יודע הוא עצמי שזה חושב, וכן אם יוצא שטחים לפונות, ואומר לי עודום ששום החולות, אפילו איש או יקורת, זה פרוע הוא, אם סום חודאיתי על דבור, יש לי לימה לזה ליטיב חיילות בשבורי, oi moi olof stachei wache dit er sech oi nit am story klau je ni a sech nit am story di dir ja hod di aste khashtar bi fonot lo yodim beit fi ma she yire ve khay mi she bo bi toam she yish li pikod ni tsofrini she meiz ve loy tsavoy di nosam simoni mi voki lo hoyo ze atin rogeli tonis bi bai ze oi she meiz di yod ha dayen she ze a meiz in omud li is li khif ze bi som khodaiti she in ze khif shel nes מציעים מן היורשים ונעיסתם על זה עומד בי ונוסם סימונים וכן כל קייצי בזה שנעדוב המוסר על ליבי של דיין ומשאיר עלי שהוא דין האמס אם תלמומו יצריך אותרו שני עדים שבזמן שיביאו לפני הדיין שני עדים יודן על פי דוסון אף על פי שאין ידע אם באמס יהיה לו יבשק אז ברמבל מנשן זה יהיה סוצי ביק חידש that the dying can be done on the basis of his own lumen. In other words, furthermore, let's say, suppose somebody presents ishtar, produces ishtar against somebody else. Reuven produces ishtar against Shimon, and the ishtar declares, the ishtar states in effect, that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. And Reuven produces ishtar. And then, so the alochi ishtar b'yodim agoyet, that's a proof that he owes. And Shimon is not nemon to say porua. But suppose Edim say that he saw that it was paid, so then he doesn't have to pay. But only if Edim Sheim say, suppose an Ishe or a Koran testify that it was paid, so it's not admissible in evidence. But if a woman testifies, and the Dayan thinks that this woman is very reliable, so then the Dayan can paskin that he doesn't have to pay the Shtar, on the basis of Unde. Even though it's not an Undene, as strong like the case of Shimon Mishotach. Because here the whole Umdene is based upon the judgment of the Dayan. The Dayan relies upon the Ishe. But how do we know that the Ishe doesn't say a lie? Maybe the Ishe is not telling the truth. Still, the Rambam says that if the Dayan thinks that the Ishe has credence and that she is not lying, so then he can accept the testimony of an Isha or a Korev or any proselytes. Allah has come with Hamo and Umdene, as strong as Gomel Echman Agmalim, certainly, but the Rambam Paskins, like the Rabbonon Gomel Echman Agmalim. So that's the Kashe of the Nesivis. The Nesivis raises against the Rambam. The Nesivis raises against the Rambam. And then Nesivis has another Kashe against the Rambam. If Umdene is effective in the moment, is any situation where the Dayan deems that a certain person is telling the truth, so then the Dayan can be done on the basis of the Undene, so certainly when the Dayan himself sees the Maise, so certainly that he can be done. And still, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in Ksuves, that if Besdin themselves saw a certain way, suppose Besdin saw how Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven. So then it depends. If they saw it in the daytime, so then we say, so they don't have to testify and then paskin that he's high, because but suppose they saw in the nighttime, so and in Kabbalah see this Balailo, so then two of the best, if the Sanhedrin saw how Shimon, there were 23 Dayon sitting together, and they saw how Sanhedrin saw how Shimon borrowed $1,000 at night from Reuven. So then, two of the Sanhedrin have to testify before the other 21 that they saw, and then Besdin can pass on that Israel. But according to the Rambam, that even on the basis of Umdene, if Besdin can pass on that Israel, so certainly there couldn't be a stronger Umdene than when Besdin themselves saw the Riyah, the Alvay. And still the Gemara says in Ksuves that if Rahu Balailo, so then some members of the Besdin, two members of the Besdin, have to become Eidim, and the rest can become the Yonim. But they couldn't pass on the basis of the Riyah. They have to testify first. So obviously, on the basis of Umdene, they couldn't testify. There's the Nesivis Kashi again. So Nesivis, in the first Simen, in Chishmishpet, so he says that even though it's Deichak, but we have to apply the Rambam's din to a case of being misalik himself. In other words, what the Rambam means is only that we can lehazik mamim. So then Bezdin can rely on Nindane. If Bezdin has a Nindane, that the person doesn't owe the money, then Bezdin can paskin, even though Reuven produced the shtar against Shimon. But if a woman testifies that she saw that Shimon paid up the debt, so then the Bezdin can paskin that Reuven cannot be forced to pay. But to be made Zimomen on the basis of Umdene, that we couldn't do. But from Rosh Hashanah Rambam, it's not mashma that way. Because the Rambam has the kashe, if Bezdin can pass on the basis of Umdene, why does the Torah say, Al Pishnai Meim Yokum Dovo? Let Bezdin pass on the basis of Umdene. So the Rambam starts is, when does Bezdin have to pass on the basis of testimony of Edim? When Bezdin has no Umdene. When Bezdin doesn't know whether this person has credence, doesn't have credence. So then we say, if it's two Anoshim, share him, so then Bezdin can pass. But if Bezdin has an umdene, so then he can be an Isha, he can be a Nakum, he can be a Korev, he can be a Sume, he can be any post-latest. If Bezdin thinks that the person is telling the truth, so Bezdin can be his man. That's how it's mashma. It's not mashma like. So the question is, so this discussion is outstanding against the Rambam. Now, in Dina Momenes, we have two kinds of mnemonics. We have mnemonics of Eides, and we also have mnemonics of Baldova. Like mnemonics, there is aloha of mnemonics of Baldova. Let's say, there is one mandoma, Ravune says, Bori v'shemo bori odi. Bori v'shemo bori odi. That if Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon says, I don't remember, maybe I did. So according to Ravune, so Bori v'shemo bori odi, and Bezdin will be made to $100 from Shimon. But the question is, there is aloha of Bishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo, but no one to even testify that he vowed. How can Bezdin be made to? The answer is, because Bori Shema Bori Odi is on the basis of the Taine, of Reuven. Because Reuven is Taine Tainis Bori, and Shimon does not, the other Baldovo, does not contradict him, so Mele is never on the Taine. So by Mnemonis, besides Mnemonis of Eides, there is Aloche of Mnemonis of Baldovo. So when the Rambam says, Yeshli dying Lodim in Mnemonis, of Biadvorim she died in Eitelhem, she Nemes, Vadovo Chosik Belibi she came, Aval Pishen Shom Raya Brue, the Rambam has reference to a case where the Baldovo, the Tiveya, is staying in Tainis Bore. So then, he's staying in Tainis Bore. So let's say Reuven, the Rambam mentions a case. Reuven produces his shtar against Shimon. And the shtar states that he owes 100 zuz to Reuven. And Shimon says that he was already paid. So like this, he's not them on Shimon. But if an Isha testifies